Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 28th of July. The annual Go Racing in Yorkshire Summer Festival ended yesterday, Sunday, at Pontefract, and the victory by clear cut in the feature race at the West Yorkshire track, the Skybet Pomfret Stakes, a listed race over 1 mile, enabled North Yorkshire trainer David O'Mara to win the trainer's prize, the Byerly Turk Trophy, from Goldsborough Hall near Knaresborough for being the festival's leading trainer. The battle to be the top jockey of the festival went right down to the last race, with PJ McDonald just taking the prize from David Allen. He receives a Lamborghini and Ferrari driving experience, courtesy of JCT 600. Well, the festival was blessed with fine weather and good crowds, and I'm sure the profile of racing in Yorkshire has been enhanced. Former champion jockey Paul Hannigan was riding yesterday at Pontefract, the day after his wonderful victory on Tagruder in the King George V and Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Ascot. It would be marvellous if Tagruder could come to York for the Group 1 Darley Yorkshire Oaks at the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival. Now, looking at the racing action in the county this week, Beverley's Newcomers Day takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, a 7-race programme on the Westwood starting at 2:20. The Inform Kimbali has won a couple of races at Beverley already in July, and trained at Sledmere in East Yorkshire by Declan Carroll, has a good chance of landing the feature race at 4:35, a handicap contest over the extended mile. Ace Master, a winner at Doncaster last week, can follow up in the handicap race for sprinters at 4:00. Redcar is in action on Wednesday, starting at 2:05, while there's a 2-day fixture at Thirsk on Friday and Saturday. The action on Friday begins at 1:45, while it's a 1:55 start on Saturday. The feature race on Saturday is the Totepool Thirsk Summer Cup, a £30,000 handicap contest over 1 mile. There's also racing on Saturday afternoon in the south of the county at Doncaster, the annual Unison Race Day on Town Moor, starting at 2:15. The eagerly awaited Glorious Goodwood meeting begins tomorrow, Tuesday, and there's a mouth-watering clash in Wednesday's Group 1 Sussex Stakes as Toronado and Kingman go head-to-head. Midland trainer Mark Johnston usually has one or two significant winners at this meeting and is well worth following. Enjoy your racing.